Sun's treating me nice. Players are cool. Everything's going real good.
You obviously did some charitable work with Gus. How important is that to you to get involved in the community and things
it's
like huge,
that? It's huge, you know, because they see us and we want to be able to kind of make it personal and not just have them sitting in the fans, seeing us on the, seats and seeing us on the field. So to be able to go to somebody's house and help them out when they're you know, a little hard on the situation is nice. You know, I mean, we gave them beds, but to us it's just beds, but to them it's probably the world. So it's nice to give back.
Have you reached out to other players that have signed lucrative deals similar to the ones that you have to say, hey, what kind of pressure comes along with this?
Not really. I mean, I saw, you know, D. Ware was in my locker room last year. Von Miller was in my locker room last year. Had guys like Elvis. So, you know, I've been around guys, Peyton Manning. I've been around guys who've had big deals, and I see how they work. So, and that kind of got me ready and prepared me kind of for what I'm doing. And it's a lot of responsibility. You got a lot of guys looking at you, you know, to see what you're doing and on and off the field. So you just got to be on your P's and Q's and just be yourself, but know you got people looking at you.
How do you feel like it's coming along with the defensive line as a group?
I think it's good. You know, it is only May, you know, but right now all we can do is go on this field and work together and with no pads and just helmets. And right now we look really good. You know, we just got to keep working and everybody just got to stay healthy and just keep grinding.
Are you excited about the combo of you and Dante and what that could mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. You know, Dante's been working real well. You know, me, J.O. in there, we've been working real good together. We just got to keep grinding and, like I said, stay healthy and just keep learning each other and keep getting signals down and just learn how to be more of a cerebral guys and not just go out there and just run straight.
Is the scheme what you were hoping it would be, you know, getting out here and getting acclimated with it?
I mean, yeah, it allows the three technique to prosper out here, you know, just to kind of go straight and rush. You know, you can't be wrong in a three tech position. So, you know, that kind of, I like that. So, you know, it just allows a lot of freedom and can't make any mistakes. So it's pretty good.
How was that transition going for you? You said you had Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, and Denver to look up to. Now guys are looking to you here. How's that going?
It's cool. You know, like I said, I've been prepared for it. You know, I mean, it's definitely a changed a little bit, you know, but at the same time it's fun. You know, everybody's cool and they know I'm cool. You know, I'm not out here being somebody's dad, but we're just, you know, as far as what I learned from them, how to play the game and how to be cerebral and how to look at things, I'm just teaching them and, you know, they're all taking it in, so it's going well.
You can't do anything wrong as a three technique? That's impressive.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's a great job.
Pretty,
I like that job.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You gotta do a lot, you know, but nah, just it's the things he allows you to do. You know, you just can't get reached, but just go out there and just get off the ball and go get pressure on the quarterback.
How has the tempo kind of changed from here to Denver here?
Denver was running, you know, and I think I like the tempo here because that's what I'm used to. You know, I'm used to going fast and used to running to the ball, you know, always three-step burst. So then, you know, we say during the week, you know, it's just like the game on Sunday. You know, the tempo is always the same. So to me, it's the same. You know, we're out here going fast, we're working hard, and I like it.
How is the heat adjustment
then? It's not that bad. So right now, you know, right now it's pretty cool. You know, I mean, Denver's probably snowing something right now, right about now, but right now it's pretty nice from what I hear. It gets hotter as the months go on, but right now it's doing me well. I'm getting a real nice tan all around. Yeah.
Is it only skill guys that care about their uniform number, or do you linemen care about it too?
I think we care about it. You know, I definitely want 69 or no 70. You know, I had 70 my rookie year coming out. And I didn't really like it, but we care. But at the same time, you know, you're starting from the bottom again, and you gotta work your way up. You know, so. It is what it is. We care.
Why? I mean, what's?
Because that's what people. What people see you in. You know, it's your, it's who you are. You know, you can make any number look good if you're out there and balling. But at the same time, you want to have what you feel comfortable in. If you don't feel good in 90s, or if you don't feel good in 69, then you might not play good. You know, I mean, it's more of a mental thing. I don't know. I care.
Right. But. Are there bad numbers? Are there bad numbers?
Bad numbers? Depends. For me, I mean, 70 was a bad number, but what's his name? Back in the day, had it. Forgot his name, but to me, I mean, any 60 number, any 70. Other than that, yeah. But that's just me. That's my preference.
Right.
I have 90, so I can talk about that. If you gave me 69, I'd probably be happy with it. But as a young guy, but right now I got 90.
Did you want 97?
Did you ask Roy about 97?
Yeah, I asked Roy. We had a little conversation, but you know he got more years on me, so it's one thing that he just, you know, I can talk to him, tell him, and I just talking to him, I can tell he didn't really want to give it up, so. I said, cool, I'll just stick with 90. You know, and it's a cool number. I'll make it work.